Rick Matasaw's indictment of legal education resonates with me. I'm home grading exams, assigning numbers, which turn into a letter grade, which is the only official communication back from me through the school to my students. An evaluation, purportedly, a gradation of how well they've learned what I have to teach. In grading the exams, what am I looking for? What did I teach them? And realize that as I'm reading, what I'm grading is how well they have learned to take my exam. My exam has evolved over years, yet remains constant at the core. Three parts. Part one, short answer questions. Simple study is the strategy there. Master the rules and all their tricky little applications. Understand that if the answer's less than clear, it won't be tested. The short answer form, multiple choice, does not permit it. Part two, here's a problem. Analyze it. Answer. Forget exposition. Start right with the issue. Assume I am as familiar with the facts as you. Argue for the possible outcomes. The one you like least, come first and do a real good job with it. Then argue yours, showing its deeper connection to fundamentals. On to part three. What did you learn? What did I teach you? What was the most significant insight of the class to you? Was it one with power to shrink how you think about the world? Was it one about how to act or how to feel? Tell me. So what are the implications of that? It certainly seems that we want to be teaching more than how to take an exam. And if we don't want to be, we certainly ought to be. And it seems that if we are to teach more than how to take an exam, and if we want to focus our attention on that, then we should be teaching it much more directly, much more explicitly. And if that's not all we want to be teaching, then we should do it, be done with it, and go on to the next. We shouldn't be giving exams to third-year students.